With your Southeast Ag Report, I'm Haley Shipp. The American Veterinary Medical Association is the nation's leading advocate for the veterinary profession. Representing more than 99,500 members, the AVMA touts a mission of protecting, promoting, and advancing the needs of all veterinarians and those they serve. With part of that mission being education and the dissemination of information, a recent announcement from the group is of interest to veterinarians and those in animal agriculture. I spoke with Dr. Heather Grimm, DVM, late last month.
The AVMA announced earlier this month that products that have typically been over-the-counter, so your injectable penicillin and oxytetracycline, those products are both going to become by prescription only as soon as 2022, but definitely by 2023.
That means that you're not just going to be able to go to the feed store to pick them up.
For producers that are needing a prescription for these products, it is important to just remember that that will require what is considered a valid veterinary client-patient relationship. I, as the veterinarian, I know who you are. I've been out to your operation. Typically, within the last 6 to 12 months, I've done some sort of work for you that indicates I know that you understand what this medication is, how to use it, how to administer it.
Of course, if you've got any questions, contact your personal veterinarian for their advice. This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report on the Ag Information Network. I'm Haley Shipp.